Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello!
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And it's Batch Bitch,
the podcast where we no longer bitch about The Bachelor.
Because it's over for now, mm-hmm. But not forever.
Also, I would like to say I just edited the last episode,
yeah.
Which is the Bachelor, last episode of Bachelor in Paradise. And we started talking about this show called, like, the 7-year switch or something.
Yeah.
In which, like, you were describing
the switch.
It, yeah, as like couples swapping partners. And then we were both like, oh yeah, let's look into that. That sounds sick. And since then, that seems like that's actually a show that Channel 7 are doing, and it looks,
yeah,
it looks horrific.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about like a, like an American version or something, that like an American show that had been done ages ago. I didn't realize you were talking about an upcoming show.
I mean, we recorded that episode so long ago, who knows? I just want to apologize for the little break that we had.
Yeah, sorry for the delay. We had recorded 2 episodes, but we didn't edit them.
You know, it's so funny when I got around to it. I was so sick.
I'm still welcome recovering. To my world.
I was fucked. Anyway, I was like, I'll finally, like, well, I'll edit it. And it's been like 3 weeks or something. And then the start of it's like, okay, so it's been 10 minutes since the last podcast. what fun. Sorry about that. But that's all right. We're back now. How exciting. Do you want to watch that show? It might be too upsetting.
I don't think I can. Like,
it'd be like Married at First Sight, but worse.
Yeah, all the promos make it seem like very emotionally taxing.
Yes.
And I don't think I could watch that because it would, number one, make me just see the worst in other people. And then I think I would just look at everybody just like, you're all a piece of shit. I couldn't deal with it. Everybody in my life I'd be looking at like that. I'd be looking at you like that, Mark like that, aww, Jonah like that. Everybody, like the guy who serves me at the cafe, I'd be like, I bet you cheat on your wife
piece
with
of shit.
A lady for a TV show.
Yeah, there's also I think that one, I don't remember what channel that is, but Channel 7's casting one at the moment called Temptation Island.
I think it's all Channel 7. I think Channel 7's becoming like Hey You, the reality TV subscription service. I do not understand. I just like every ad for that Switch show is horrific. And last night I saw another ad.
I don't think I've seen a full one.
Oh my God, off. Send them to you. One of them, they were advertising the fact that like there was a brawl, like that guys were punching on, and I was like, no, that's literally worse than Married at First Sight.
Yeah, it is, because with that one they're like destroying relationships, but at least the relationships were created on the show. But with the Switch, it's like real relationships that they just go on there to just demolish.
Although apparently one of the guys in the show was a contestant on The Bachelorette.
Well, that's fine. What's wrong with that?
Oh, that, I just feel like that's double reality TV.
People do that all the time.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like that's not a part of me is sus on that relationship.
He was on The Bachelorette once. Well, then he can never have a real girlfriend.
No. Abandoned.
Yeah, we probably can't do that show, but that's okay.
No, that one will genuinely make me so sad.
Yeah, I might watch it. But I can't watch it.
You need
commit.
To be able to.
I can't be committed to it.
That's it. You want to be able to pull out if it's too traumatic.
Yeah.
Which it looks quite traumatic.
Absolutely, it will be. I did say to you that I want to go on there with me and Mark to the Temptation Island one, because even if I wanted to cheat on Mark, I don't think I would ever do it with anyone who would go on one of these shows.
I would like to see you try and communicate with someone. Like, I'd like to see how you'd
what
react.
What would we talk about?
Imagine you talking to Charlie.
We would fight immediately.
Like, he would look at you and, like, the glare you would give him back, he'd immediately just be like, no.
She doesn't seem controllable, so I'm out.
Exactly. It wouldn't be about it.
Yeah, no. It would. I think it would just be funny. Or we might go insane. We might do the Cam and Jules and just start crying all the time.
Yeah, I just want to go home. I reckon the reality TV show I'd like to go on would be either number one, Nailed It.
Yes.
I'd love to do that cake baking show.
Have we talked about that show?
No,
Mark
I don't
gets
think
so
have.
Upset about it.
Why?
Because every time we watch it, he goes, they're like, okay, your challenge is to bake this cake. And he goes, it's too hard. And I'm like, yeah, that's
the point.
The whole show, yeah. Man.
Because obviously you look at them and you're like, okay, the like cake artist who made that took 25 hours and yeah. They're giving these people 2 hours.
that's why it's funny. Yeah. But literally every time we watch it, he's like, nah, that's fucked. That's too hard. That's unfair.
I also just like that
they're being set up to fail.
Don't
I'm like,
follow
yeah.
The recipe.
Yeah, no, I would not. Actually, I'm probably a perfect contestant for that show.
I love it. I love it so much because I feel like it will bring me down to reality about my baking skills.
We still haven't baked me a birthday cake.
I know, because you've got issues with your stomach and your gut and I don't know what I can cook for you.
That's not true.
Can't you eat not gluten?
No. What are you talking about? I've been off dairy, but I haven't recently. You might have noticed because my skin is so shit right now, but it's because I cooked scones.
Did you eat my banana cake one where it eats? Okay, well then I'll make you one of those. Did you like it?
Not that much.
How dare you?
It's not my type of cake.
She doesn't like, oh my God, I can't believe you don't like a banana cake.
I'm trying to talk about scones here.
So what? That's not even a cake, Naomi.
No, I'm just saying I was off dairy is probably what you're thinking of. But I baked scones and then I've just been using them as an apparatus to just shovel whipped cream into my mouth. And surprisingly, my skin has gone to shit. I don't know how this has happened.
Do you have jam with them?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That'd be weird if you just had cream cheese. I mean, not cream cheese. If you just had whipped cream with
scones. Obviously, I have jam.
Okay, I was just
checking.
I'm not
a psycho. Anyway, it's been awful, so I'm off dairy again officially. I've been eating a lot of pizza.
Well, wait till the fucking cake before you go off dairy, okay?
Why don't you just cook me a dairy-free cake?
Because I don't know how to do that.
It's just like flour and egg and...
Well, then you'll complain about it not being good, and then I'll be like, well, it's not my fault.
I don't care about it being good. I just care about it being in a fun shape.
A fun shape? Fine, I'm cutting
it. I've seen you make cakes in a fun shape. That's what I want.
What fun shape have you ever seen me make a cake in?
A rat?
Okay, that was a teardrop-shaped cake that I made look like a rat.
Well, yeah, that's creative. That's good.
Okay, well, I'm making you
You're talking about Nailed It here. I don't care about the quality of the cake.
Okay, I did. That cake was actually sick. I made little marzipan ears and a little, I mean, not marzipan. What's that other stuff? Fondant tail and stuff so it looked cute, real with its ears. Okay, fine. Whatever.
Anyway, this podcast is just us fighting with each other.
That's why people thought that when we didn't edit the podcast and put it out that we were feuding.
Oh my God, yeah, someone commented on Instagram. Thank God, I thought you guys got in a fight. And like 6 people liked it last time I checked.
It shows what our friendship comes across as.
I think it's actually quite stable.
Yeah, I think it's because we're honest with each other.
We are.
I feel like I can yell at you straight away, which is what I do.
And I feel comfortable because I'm always yelling. And that's just nice.
Yeah.
So we thought this episode we could start on some of those 136 questions.
From Girl Defined.
Let me just read.
Kristen and Bethany, the two girls, that's their names, right? From the
Yes.
Yes. They, oh my God.
We should go to their conference.
No, if not, if we have to pay. I'm not giving them money to fund whatever they fund.
Crowd fund. I'm sorry, but it's August 2 and 3 in San Antonio, Texas. It could be fun.
Wait, in Texas?
Yeah.
We're not going to Texas. Also, I think I'm going to Tassie.
You could just set up like a crowd fund. Oh, that's why we can't go to the Girl Defined conference
in
Texas.
Yes, because I've got a holiday in Tasmania.
Going to Tasmania. Okay.
I've got a holiday booked. Well, also a gig. And then a holiday.
Is that how Jono gets you to go anywhere? He just sets up gigs for you and then you'll take him
well,
out?
Well, no, I asked for the gigs from somebody else and then they set up the gigs. And then Jono's dad was going on a holiday. So we're going to house sit at his house in Tassie for like 2 weeks.
Cute.
And then I'm going to go to that place.
Have you
seen
that
place? Well, just
You haven't left the house today because you said it's too cold.
Have you seen?
And you're going to Tasmania.
Yeah, but have you been to Tasmania?
Yes.
Have you? It's so fun. There's this raspberry farm that I love, and we're going to go to the big walk thing where you walk along the boards, and there are all the wombats walking around on the boards with you.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. I patted a baby wombat once in the wild.
So cute. You patted a wild one.
I patted a wild baby wombat that was in my driveway.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You're like,
have
Steve
I told you this
Irwin.
Story?
No.
Mum was out, and then my stepdad, Andrew, was just like sitting on the couch, and I was like, what's Mum doing? And he's like, oh, she's patting a wombat or something. I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, that's why she called. She was like, tell me to calm down. He's like watching Motorway Patrol. I was like, drive me down to the baby wombat now, sir. He did not care.
That's a nice baby animal experience.
And the mum wombat was just standing there and letting us do it because, like, wombats are terrifying, right? They're just made of muscle. They'll fucking kill you. But it was fine with it.
That's nice.
It was amazing.
Once our dogs killed a possum, and then I found the baby possum, and it was all pink, and all the ants were all on it. So I picked up all the ants off it, and, like, then it was, like, moving around with its eyes still shut. And then I took it up to Dad, and I was like, Dad, can we take it to the Wildlife Warriors? And he was like, it's going to die. Wash your hands. Give it to me. And then he wrapped it in a plastic bag and threw it in the bin and said, get ready for hockey. But we have similar life experiences. I cried all the way to hockey.
No, what? No.
No, it was horrible, but that is
what my God.
Happened.
That, I can't believe you didn't take it to the wildlife people. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I know. That's why I, the 7-year-old, said do that.
Did you say possum?
Yeah, baby possum. He said it wouldn't survive.
No. Oh, my God.
I mean, to be fair, there isn't a shortage of possums, but still, you know.
Isn't there?
No.
They're
kind of a
dying
pest, actually, but still, they're cute, and I didn't want the baby one to die then.
Wow.
I'm a monster.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, my God. Okay, let's start this Christian list. All right. Don't want to fund those girls. They're too rude.
I don't think they're rude. I think they're quite modest, and I respect that. Oh, my God. Sorry. There's just a bunch of topics at the top of the page. The first one is feminism. That's all right. We've been there. We know what they think about feminism. I was trying to find these questions, and I was just scrolling through their YouTube channel, and one of the ones they put out recently, or maybe it was a while ago, the title is Why Sexual Abuse is Never Okay.
Ah, good to know they're
that
on board.
That hot topic that everyone's divided about. Okay. 136 questions to ask in a relationship by Bethany Beale.
Okay.
The would-be model. I can't.
They're both would-be models. How dare you?
I can't even begin to count how many of you have asked me for this list of questions. Ever since I announced that Dave, my fiance, and I worked through this list of questions during our dating relationship, hundreds of you have asked me for this list. If you're in a relationship like ours, I would encourage you to use this list as a resource to help you get to know your boyfriend / fiance better / podcast partner. If you want to be in a relationship, I encourage you to use this list as a tool to help you think through each one of the answers. It's a long list, but it does not include everything you need to know or ask. Remember that you are simply getting to know a person. This list is simply a tool to help you dig deeper, ask smarter questions, spot red flags, and help you get to know your guy better. So maybe we should have gone through this list before we started a podcast together because she's talking about it before marriage, and a podcast is marriage, basically.
Yes, and sometimes
in the comedian.
So we're back and we're fresh, baby.
We're like a married couple that's like, we get on really well, but sometimes we're like, I just need a break from you.
Yeah.
And then I go live in my other apartment for 3 weeks.
Yeah, just when
but
we're
it's fine.
Sick. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's my dream. I was thinking about if I won the lottery, what
you
I would do.
Buy a space away from Jono.
I would just buy a space that I could, like, decorate for myself.
Yeah.
Have it the way I like it.
Like a workspace?
Yeah, like a workspace. I think I would have that. And then also I'd have a secret room with a bed in it so I could stay there if I got annoyed one night and is snoring or something.
Yeah, that's nice. So let me walk you through the categories here. So this first one, it seems like it would be funny for us to do, but I think it would just get weird quickly, is your spiritual life. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can give it a go.
I feel like...
Maybe we can revisit it later.
I feel like one of us will accidentally be too spiritual and then weird the other one out. We know who
Well, I
be.
Wouldn't judge you. Your relationships are given. Personal habits affecting marriage or podcast. Marital roles or podcast roles. Moral standards.
Okay.
Miscellaneous discussion starters.
What? Miscellaneous discussion starters. What does that mean? Does that mean if we're not talking, what are the questions we're going to ask to get the conversation started again?
Well, they're just things that probably don't fit into a category.
Oh, okay.
Your future.
Okay.
Expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Children.
Mm-hmm.
Life.
Children of the pod.
Children of the pod. Tarzo's our first child, obviously. He's just walking around your apartment. Smelling. Sniffing everything.
That actually makes sense because we did have, I haven't like done a proper vacuum since we had the tradies here reinstalling the kitchen cupboard. And so I feel like there's probably just like little
He smells the
like
working class.
Dust and sweat. He's
like, who are these unwashed men? Lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Conflict
mm-hmm.
and past sins and confessions.
Ooh, can't wait to get to that.
Oh my God. Okay. So what do you want to start with? Do you have any preference?
Miscellaneous, please.
You want to start with miscellaneous?
Okay, no. Well, okay, we'll start at the start after spiritual stuff.
Okay. We should get to it eventually. All right, your relationships.
Okay. Okay.
Question one, describe your relationship with your father. Follow-up questions, was/is it honoring and was/is it obedient?
Oh, obedient is not the right word.
So I feel like a good lead-in was that story about him, you giving him that baby possum and him just chucking it in the bin.
Yeah. That led me to believe that I should not be obedient. And I've not been obedient since.
What else about your father? Is it an honoring relationship? Do you honor him in the things that you do?
I mean, I tell jokes about him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could be, yes, sometimes and sometimes no.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you got to be truthful about your relationship.
Yeah. Do you have anything else to say?
Nope.
You've holding back on this one, aren't you?
Yeah, I feel like this is a weird one.
Well, they're all going to be like me.
Okay. How about you?
Well, my stepdad's dead, as we've touched on before.
And moving on.
And my real dad, his birthday was 2 months ago. I forgot to call him on his birthday and I just haven't called him since. To be fair, he did the same thing to me last year, but I didn't notice.
Yeah.
And then my sister was like, oh, Dad's nervous because he forgot your birthday, so that's why he hasn't called you in a month and a half. And I was like, oh, I didn't even realize that he didn't call me. And he was just sitting there in a panic for 2 months. But I know that he has noticed because my sister told me that he's like, Naomi still hasn't called me. Anyway, I'll call him today.
No, you won't.
I will.
At some point. That's what happens with me is I end up in a nervous panic when, you know, when it ticks over from having been a normal amount of time that you haven't called until it's been too long and you're like, I bet they're bitching about the fact that I haven't called in a while.
Absolutely.
But also, why don't you call me?
Hey? Well, exactly. So, like, literally every time I call him, he's always like, oh, so you haven't called me in a while.
Well, that doesn't make me want to call.
No, it makes me nervous to call. When are you going to be mad at me? Do we want to keep going with this?
Yeah, sure.
Category? All right. You'll never guess what's next.
What is your relationship like with your mum?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. I reckon I talk to my mum probably like once or twice a week on the phone. We have a chat. Yeah, it's good. We've got a good relationship.
Is it honouring?
What does honouring mean? I mean,
do you honour him?
Her. My mum.
Do you honour God? I meant through honouring your mother.
Well, no, because I don't ever honour God.
Yeah, that's true. You're a Satanist little bitch.
I'm a little sinner.
Yeah, that's good.
I call mum a bit. We have a chat. I feel like she's easier to talk to on the phone. you know?
Is she?
Yeah, she just talks about, she just like rattles
easier
off.
Easier than what?
Dad.
Oh, right.
She just rattles off, you know?
Yeah.
She doesn't, it's just chitter chatter. It's fun. Or you can have That's a chat about other stuff, just chat about whatever's going on, you know? It doesn't have to be like, so what's the weather been like down there this week? You're like, what the fuck? What's this?
That's what it's like talking to my dad as well.
He's like, got any exams coming up? And I'm like, Dad, I've been out of uni for 3 years.
Yeah, my mum and I are very close. In fact, me and my sisters and my mum have a group chat on Facebook.
That's cute.
And we're always discussing things. Most recently, mum and I talked about how my sister wanted to, my sister's birthday is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And she did message me and she's like, okay, here's the plan. We're all going out for dinner on my birthday. Naomi, Adrian and I would like to use your house to sleep. And I was like,
okay.
All right. I guess that's happening.
Is that just because you have the house closest to the city?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, they live in it. Like the end of zone 2.
I don't know what zones are.
Zone 2 is the further out one.
Whoa. So yeah. Is this zone 1 that I'm in and you're in? Are we not even in
I don't know. Zone? I don't know if Brunswick is in a zone 1 or 2. It would definitely be in a zone because past that you have to catch a V line.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I got a tram.
Oh, well, definitely zone 1.
Yeah. I got trams.
Yeah, okay.
I got multiple trams. I got the 1, 6 and the 19, baby.
Track Danielle down.
I mean, they go find her to house. Lots of places.
Well, they... I won't edit in. I won't edit your...
Don't say my street name. You.
Well, it would be funny if someone showed up. They couldn't get in. They're on the top floor.
And also, even if they did know the door code...
Yeah, exactly. You can't open the door.
You got to do it a certain way. It's taken Naomi a few times, but she got it now.
Anyway.
Unless did I leave it open?
The door. Yeah, it was open.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're in the group chat and Melanie's like, okay, I want to go to, in the city, I want to go to an all-you-can-eat restaurant.
Classy.
Disgusting, right? And that, you know what frustrates me about all-you-can-eat restaurants, and I popped off about this on Twitter, is that people are like, oh, it's cheap. It's not cheap. You're just paying for all-you-can-eat. So you pay more than what you usually would for a meal, and yeah. Then you like stuff as much as you can. I don't like to eat like that. So what I end up doing is having a normal-sized meal, but I pay like a tax for like the huge men who go in there and just like shovel food until they feel sick. I hate it.
Yeah, that's why you, I guess if she wanted to do that, hello, she should have, sorry, that was me saying hello to Tazo, who just came to put his bum on me. I guess, like, I have a similar issue where Jono once got, like, a coupon for all-you-can-eat tacos. We went to South Yarra to have all-you-can-eat tacos, and I reckon I had, like, 3 tacos before I was full, and tacos were, like, I guess they're like $4 to $6 a taco because they're like the small tacos.
Yeah.
So it's like, but I mean then also I don't think many people would have eaten as many as Jono. He was like ordering more and they'd only bring them out 2 at a time, 1 for each of us. And so he'd make me order another one. And then the waiters like stopped serving the table and I was like, Jono, at what point will you be done?
Never.
Like, I've been sitting, we've been here for a while now. I'm ready to go.
He's a big man.
Big man.
What is he, 6'4"?
Yep, and he can go if he's preparing for an all-you-can-eat dinner.
Yeah, I'm not paying for Jono to eat. Yeah. I simply refuse to do it. That and all the food is kind of shit and lukewarm. I don't think any restaurant that does, like, 16 different cuisines is doing any of them well.
Yeah, no, this was not good tacos. And it was a Mexican place, but there was a reason why they had a scoop-on deal.
Yeah.
If there's one thing I've learned from watching Hotel Hell and Kitchen Nightmares, it's that people will come if you have a good product.
Yes. Okay.
And if you don't have a good product,
then you need promo material.
You're not going to need that.
Well, anyway, I was like in the group chat. I was like, "Dear God, it's in Melbourne, which is like what you'd the foodie capital of Australia." I would say,
"Yeah,
why the fuck would you go to an all-you-can-eat restaurant? It's not that cheap, and the food is shit."
Yeah,
you can
like
find cheaper restaurants with better food everywhere in Melbourne. Yeah. Anyway, and I just like went off. My two sisters are like, "You're wrong, blah blah blah," and then
2 against 1.
2 against 1. Then I get a phone call from mum.
Isn't this your sister's birthday?
Yeah, but she asked us, what do you think?
Okay.
And then I didn't say anything. And then my other sister was like, Naomi hates all you can eat restaurants. And I was like, yeah, I do. And then I got fired up and just started being like, this is why it's shit, right? I was like, it's like $35 to go in, which is like not that cheap.
I mean, also, I just don't want to have to keep on getting, like, I don't want people to keep getting up and leaving the table constantly to go get more honey chicken.
Exactly. We'll
have table service. We'll pay less money.
Yeah.
You'll get drinks and it'll be less money still. You'll get dinner and drinks for the price.
And the food will be better because it won't have been sitting in a bain-marie for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Anyway, I get a phone call from mum being like, yeah, I hate all you can eat restaurants too. And I'm like, do you want to say that in the chat? And she's like, oh, I just thought I'd call you. I was like, you coward. Anyway, she eventually did get in there and support me. Thank God we helped Melanie find a restaurant.
Okay, what restaurant did you go to?
Well, she wanted somewhere. Okay, my sister's obsessed with Crown.
Okay.
Which is one of the problems here. Because okay, she's there isn't that much cheap food around there. And I was like, yeah, because it's
for tourists. So did you go to the food court?
No, it's coming up. But we found like a beer bar pub thing like on the water, like right next to Crown.
Like the Merrywell or something.
It's called Hopscotch.
Okay.
But I won't tell you the date. So
oh, you're going
there
still.
I'm sure the fans of the podcast are going to ambush me.
This is Naomi's issue, is that she's acting like that's an issue, but that's what she desperately wants. Naomi was walking around Comedy Festival making eye contact with anyone she could see in the hope that there'd be like a flicker of recognition in their eyes.
Yeah, I'm making my sister's birthday a meetup now, so please come down. Anyway, so we figured that out. It's just like a normal restaurant, and also that means Mark can eat there because people may know that my boyfriend is allergic to food.
Yep.
So, and like imagine trying to get stuff made to order, like, because have dietary requirements in an all-you-can-eat restaurant.
More like it's not all what they made. He cannot eat.
Exactly. And you have to pay to get in. It's so bad for so many reasons. Anyway, the point of that story was to tell you that my mum called me up instead of supporting me in the group chat like a coward.
Yeah, I was going to say the only thing that all-you-can-eat restaurants are good for is like Sizzler when you're doing a sporting breakup as a kid and you just like mix weird foods up for each other and be like, eat it, can you eat it? I'll put gherkins in the ice cream and bacon bits.
I've never been to Sizzler.
Oh my God, you've never been to Sizzler?
And that's exactly what I imagine it is like.
That's, yeah, I think it got shut down. I don't know if that's Sizzler an urban
is a all-you-can-eat restaurant
yeah.
or chain. Yeah. In Queensland.
Well, it's not just in Queensland. I think it's all over the place.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've only heard it referred to in Queensland. I think that's the only place where people actually eat there.
I feel like it's probably in WA as well. Seems like it'd be the Bogan States. But yeah, Sizzler's that, like, I remember we did it for like the last time I went to Sizzler's for my friend's year 8 birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like 12, 13. And I think I did vomit. because of one of the food concoctions that I was fed. It was like pumpkin soup, ice cream, gherkins.
Did you vomit at the table?
No, I ran to the bathroom like a lady.
Okay, kids love to vomit in places, okay? When I worked at a cinema, kids were always vomiting because they're just excited to be there and they eat too much popcorn and drink too much fizzy drink, and we had like sawdust on hand to like,
oh wow.
But you had to pour on the vomit.
That's gross.
Because kids are always throwing up. Kids love to throw up.
Yeah, they
disgusting.
Sorry, am I cancelled?
That's why I'm an antinatalist now. No one have kids anymore. Too much vomit.
Okay, well, I wasn't going to have kids, so it's fine.
Okay, good. Well, so that's what our relationships are like with our mums.
Done. Moving on. Next topic. Are we in love yet?
I think it's going pretty well.
Okay, good, think? Good, good, good. Yeah, no, me too. It's all right. Maybe we'll have a second date. Who knows?
Okay. We'll see. I was pretty set on a second date, but. Okay. How many siblings do you have? What are their names, ages, and cities of residence? Can you describe your relationship with each of your siblings? Well, I have 2 sisters, and they are terrible at choosing restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Yep, good, done.
Yep. They're both older than me. And they both love to say, as a busy mum, that's their favourite thing. Not quite like that, but they love to, whenever I complain about anything, they love to say, wait till you have kids. And I love to say, shut the fuck up. But I love them.
I hope you say I'll handle it better than you. That'll really piss them off.
I should. I should just do that. Because I would never want to say that to someone, actually, to be like, because I haven't experienced it. I would never be like, I know about, but maybe I should just do that, actually.
It'd be fun.
You know what's also frustrating is that when I was studying, I would be like, oh, studying's so stressful. And they'd be like, wait till you have kids. And like, now they're both studying. And they're like, studying's so stressful. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Anyway.
Cool. Yeah, cool, cool, cool. So good relationship with both of your sisters.
Love them dearly.
Yep. So I have two sisters and then two stepsisters. But I haven't really spent that much time with my stepsisters because that all happened when I was overseas. And then I've been living down here.
How old are your stepsisters?
Emma is a year younger than me. So she's
what
like
What do you mean
25.
That all happened? Well, oh, the marriage.
Yeah. No, well, they're not even married. They're boyfriend. They're partners, but, you know.
Right.
But, like, them getting together happened when I was living overseas. And then I moved back for, like, a year, and then I moved away. So it's not like
I thought you meant they were born when you were away, and you were like, I missed the boat. Now they're 2 years old, and they can't be bothered.
No. They're from a previous relationship. Okay. Yeah, I think Emma's, like, I don't know, yeah, 25 or 26 now. And then Chelsea is, like, I think she's like a year or two older than the twins.
Mm.
So 20 or 21. And then the twins, my sister's sisters, are 18, soon to be 19 in a few days.
We're twins.
Yes.
Are they identical or non-identical?
Fraternal.
Is that non-identical?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you could have just said non-identical.
Oh, my God. It's a word that's so normal for me because I have to say it all the time when people are asking about them.
When people ask if they're identical or non-identical.
Yeah. No. I think...
And you have your sister Tara, obviously.
Yep. And she lives in Melbourne and we have not hung out. We've not hung out for a little bit. I don't know if you guys remember the drama. But, yeah, last time we spoke was over Facebook Messenger when I said I was in London and I was like, she loves Disney. And I was like, do you want me to get you like there's a Disney thing with Primark at the moment. If you have a look online, you could pick some stuff and I could get it for you and then you could like transfer me some money and I'd get you whatever you want and bring it back. And then I didn't get a reply from that. And then I got a reply just like, we got our final bill. So, okay, cool. Yeah, cool, cool, cool. So we haven't spoken since then, so I'll send her a message on her birthday.
Sounds like my relationship with my dad.
Yeah, cool, cool, cool. It's going good. It's going good. But she's young. She could come around. Who knows?
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, and then the other one's blood's also thicker the than same water. Age. Yeah.
Danielle just shrugged.
We'll see.
Well, sure.
See, she'll come around one day. And then the other one was also 18. She's in Townsville. She's a sweet angel. She's gonna go back to nursing. She was doing nursing, then she moved to childcare, then she's gonna go back to nursing.
Mm-hmm. Very nurturing spirit.
She's got a long-term partner. I think she'll definitely be the first of us to have kids.
Oh yeah,
100%. I mean, number one, I said I'm not having kids. So I'll be the last because I won't have them.
Yeah, no, we got it. Cool. My mum was always like, have kids. And now that she's got three, so one of my sisters has two kids, the other one has one. And she's basically like free daycare for like half of the week.
Yeah.
And now she's just like, take your time. It's fine. You don't have to have kids, Naomi. So I thank them for wearing her out.
Well, you know, they say that women without children and husbands are the happiest.
Yeah.
Which I hope that you can just factor out the children and keep the boy around and it's still okay. I hope that's not like the least happy, you know. I think it depends on the person, but I feel
right. Like, maybe if you have a husband, then having kids is at least some solace.
What? Oh,
or maybe having a husband and no kids is the worst one. You don't know.
Yeah, but I don't want that. I just want it to be, good.
Right.
I just want it to be good. I just want a good life.
Then I think we have to break up with our boyfriend, Danielle.
No.
Sorry.
God damn it. I'm going to have to tell Jono when he gets home.
Boys, I'll help you if you want. And then we can drive over to the Auntie Donna office. And
okay, good, good. And we'll
break the news to Mark.
You'll pop in and I'll be like, hey, Mark, I'm here to help.
Here if you need. Describe your relationship with your grandparents.
Oh, my God. Well, two are dead.
Three of mine are dead.
Crazy.
So I guess I win.
Well, I have. So I've got a, because I got my, I got like a biological dad who's not in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And his mum used to be in contact with me, but she died. But I don't know if my biological grandfather's alive or not, but I don't really care. But my dad, who I've always known as my dad, his parents are dead. But then my nana and granddad are great. Love them. Although I can't talk to granddad on the phone because he has horrible tinnitus and he can't really hear you.
What does that mean? Like ringing in his ears?
Yeah, from shooting guns and driving machinery.
Oh, no.
I mean, it is what it is. I'm so excited to take, I think me and Jono are going to go up there for Christmas. And I'm so excited for Jono to meet my grandparents because my granddad is one of the most country men you will ever meet. And I want to see how he reacts to Jono, who is a very much a city boy.
Absolutely.
I can't wait.
And anyway, I assume about that. They're as honest as each other as well.
Oh, yeah.
Does Jono act polite around your family or is he himself? Because he's not polite.
He's polite.
Do you know what he said about this podcast?
That it's hard to listen to?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I mean, sometimes.
How dare he?
I think.
Is it because I'm shrill? Because I'm not.
I think, well, your boyfriend can't listen to it either.
No, he hasn't listened to it.
And if he tried, would he be able to?
I don't know. He struggles to concentrate. But he didn't say it's hard to listen to. How dare he?
I like
that. You seem really unaffected by that.
No, because I think sometimes I struggle to listen when I've got to edit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. I don't know what any of you listeners are doing.
Yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about.
No, I think this is already better than The Bachelor Recap.
I think my mum loves Jono so much. But also, maybe it's because my mum's super honest. Mm. At Christmas time, when like we did a video call to like open up presents and stuff, and my mum said in front of Casey, my sister's boyfriend, she said to Jono, "Oh, Jono, thank you. You know you're my favourite son-in-law." and the only other son-in-law was there.
Actually, my mum said that to Mark too.
Did he? Yeah. So funny.
Yeah, my pop is still alive. Everyone else is like, I don't even remember them. But I didn't even remember my pop because he used to live with my family. And then when I was like a baby, he ran away.
Ooh.
And so it's my dad's dad.
Sorry, I thought you meant when he was a baby, he ran away. And then I pictured a tiny baby old man running down the street.
Like a little Benjamin Button.
With a little stick with a bag on it.
It was exactly like that.
Okay, good.
And then my dad tracked him down when I was about 15. Mm-hmm. So it was weird because all that like primer bonding phase was done.
Yeah.
And now I think he's just mad at me that we're not close and that I don't call him. But it's like, I mean, you kind of didn't hold up your end of the bargain when I was young. Yeah. I don't feel like I know you at all. And the only, like, we bought him tops from Rivers for Christmas. And then he pulled my sister aside and went, "Hey, love, please don't buy me any of those shirts again. They were rubbish." So that's his vibe. And now he's in a nursing home.
Yeah, cool, cool, cool.
And my sister had to go with my dad to put my pop in a nursing home. And then he
don't put me in a nursing home again. It's pretty rubbish.
Well, no, he tried to punch the doctor. Oh. So he likes his independence. But I think he's doing a bit better now.
That's good. That's good he's doing better.
Yeah, good on him.
Can I ask you a question?
Doesn't like me very much. Do you know what he did? Because one of my sisters calls him a lot. And me and my other sister don't really talk to him very much because we don't really know him. And he also just says passive aggressive stuff all the time. And then so for Christmas, he bought us all. He always buys us like a lottery ticket. And he bought us all a lottery ticket. And then he framed and wrapped a picture of him and our late nana and gave it to my sister. Like, in front of
just
us.
The one just who the called. One. Oh, my God. Also, what a psycho gift. Here's a picture of me.
Yeah.
Anybody who gives you pictures of themselves as gifts? Weird.
It was so passive aggressive. And I was like, I don't care, man. Like, you are not very nice.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Just about old grandparents. Like, how often are you supposed to call everybody in your family? Because I think I'm
going to set an alarm to call my dad once every 2 weeks.
Once every 2 weeks. That's pretty frequent.
I think that I should do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he deserves my love.
And what about grandparents?
He's the only grandparent I have.
Okay.
And I would say every 2 weeks. It depends how close to them you are. I'm closer to Mark's nonna than I am to my own pop. But that's because she's adorable. She's the cutest little Italian nonna.
Anytime you mention any of Mark's family, I just imagine Mark in a different wig.
Yeah, that's basically it. Just a little scarf over his head. she's adorable. Like, the second time I met her, she started calling me her granddaughter.
That's nice.
Yeah, and then Mark leant over and he's like, she never called my last girlfriend her granddaughter. Ooh. And they were together for like 5 years.
Ooh.
So I win. Nah, a bit of fun, but she's so cute. Anyway, my nonna. Next question. Can you describe your relationship with your friends? Have you ever been peer dependent? How did you resist this? What is peer dependent?
I think like codependent, but on your friend.
I mean, I feel like we should all be peer dependent. I'm not codependent, but
I feel like we should let our friends support us. But I think I've been peer dependent, like codependent in high school, because I think that's how you function.
Right.
You're just like, oh my God, no. And you need to call your friends all the time and be like, oh my God, is that, oh my God, what's happening? Because you're hormonal and.
Oh my God.
You're a psycho. Do you remember being crazy as a teenager?
No.
You weren't crazy as a teenager.
I mean, I think teenagers are just kind of crazy anyway. But in what way?
Well, me and my friend used to put a different friend in the boot of our car and fishtail along the road. Because we thought it was fun.
See, I was the girl in the boot. For sure I was the girl in the boot. That just makes you a psycho bully, if that's what you mean.
No, we did it for fun to each other.
Oh, as in you took turns?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's so dangerous. Yeah. Are you serious? What if you got rear-ended?
I guess that's the chance
we took. Oh my God. No, I didn't do anything like that. Actually, you know, one of the reasons why I didn't do anything crazy is because my mum was pretty strict. And then she told me when I was an adult, I was just trying to avoid you getting pedoed. And it worked. Like, she didn't let me walk down the street with my friends after school. Everyone used to do that.
Did your mum call it getting pedoed?
Yeah, that's what she called it. Sorry, I forgot the name. She didn't want anything bad to happen to me in terms of adults taking advantage. And so she was always there because we used to go to church and so we had church camp and she was always on the church camp. Like, she was always everywhere she had to be to make sure that nothing would happen to us. And so I think from her strictness, I never, like, did anything crazy. And that's good, because to tell you what didn't happen.
You didn't get pedoed.
I never got pedoed.
Wow. The dream.
But, yeah, I had, like, sleepovers and stuff. I'd say it was pretty normal. Yeah. I think I always thought I was a loser, and I was, like, a little bit of a loser. But then in year 12, I put myself up for the SRC, and I got the most votes. And it was, like, gobsmacking to me, because I thought that everyone hated me for some reason.
Turned out nobody hated you.
Or they thought I was well organized, because we had to organize the formal. Plot twist, I did nothing. And this other girl who didn't even get voted onto the SRC did all the work.
Oh, my God. And you got all the credit.
And she hated me after that. But I think she always hated me. Mm. I literally talked about that girl on another podcast. Maybe that's why. She also blocked me as soon as I broke up with my high school boyfriend who was her friend.
Ooh.
He didn't even hold it against me. I don't know why she did.
Maybe because she was in love with him. Who
Maybe
knows?
Maybe she was. Bitch.
I think I also had a similar thing where I thought I was a real big loser. And then whenever I talk to people from school, they're like, you were like a bit strange. But like... You weren't like, basically, I was very, I think I was just like a bit, controlling, and I would bully teachers sometimes. basically.
What the bro? What is wrong with you?
So I had this.
Is this what Townsville is like?
No, I had this art teacher that I didn't like.
Yeah.
And he used to drink heaps and heaps of coffee. And once me and my friend emptied out his coffee and then put, like, we mixed up acrylic paints to look like the color of
oh
coffee.
Oh, my God.
And then watered it down so it looked like coffee. So we went and had a drink of the coffee and it was poison, basically. We thought it was funny to poison our art teacher. And he
what
spat it out.
What is wrong with you?
And was like, girls. But he didn't do anything because he knew we'd get him if he did anything.
I feel like people in our school got suspended for like putting Windex in one of the teachers' like bottles of water or something.
Ooh, Windex.
Don't get ideas, you crazy bitch. I can't believe he. And he was just like, girls.
Girls. That's what I've got a video of him saying, girls. Because he used to get so annoyed at us. Because we didn't do anything.
You're the reason that teachers cry.
He didn't. He was so annoying. He didn't like. He would just go through my art folio and then use what was in my art folio to, like, give, like, the younger students tasks to do.
What do you mean?
So, like, I started doing this, like, style of art where it was, like that thing up there where I've just got a – it's just, like, collage. It's just basically, like, all colors, but I've drawn the thing and then I put the colors down so it looks like an image. Okay. And then all of a sudden he was making all the younger students do that for everything and I was like, dude, I just figured this out. Why is everybody doing it? I don't want to – why can't you just tell everybody to paint an oil picture or something? Paint an apple.
So you were good at art and got away with it, basically.
Yeah. Although, once we had...
You know, art is the only subject I ever failed in school.
How? You can't fail art.
I don't know how I failed it. And guess what? It was my mum's friend was the teacher who I'd known since I was, like, a kid. And I didn't even know how I failed. But she failed me. Yeah, only class I've ever failed. Because I'm a teacher's pet.
You can't fail because you can hand anything in of any quality. And as long as you write up a thing about it that makes whatever you've written... like whatever you've made seem like it fits the brief, you should be able to get an A.
I honestly still have no memory or understanding of how I failed that class. I must have not handed something in or something.
Oh my God. Me and my friend, you know my friend Helen. Me and my friend Helen, we, we
Helen did, the character.
Yes. We did,
Loves pigeons.
Loves pigeons. We did, like we got told to do a sculpture, individually. And so me and Helen just on school camp did like, made turtles on the beach out of sand and we were like, I reckon we could just tell him that this is our assignment and just say it's ephemeral because we got the sand to wash this the sand away and we'll just hand it in as a duo assignment. He can't do anything. Well, it'll be past the date. Didn't check, handed it in. We got bees or something.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. All right. Should we try and wrap this up this episode?
Yeah. Yeah. We're being a bit more professional. Some people said that our podcasts are too long.
Who said that?
Jono.
Oh.
It's fine. Anyway, I guess we're going to go through this. We have so much content here. There's 136 questions here, you guys. I feel like eventually we'll get to the spiritual ones. But just last...
All right. So.
Wait, I have reviews.
Okay, you've got reviews.
A review.
Okay, you do your review.
Which is very well timed. So okay, it's from good. Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's funny. You are the best. 5 stars.
Yes.
I love you both. You're so funny and make me so happy.
Oh, thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Jackie. It's a joy listening to you both give your opinion on all these crazy things happening on reality TV and in the world today. P.S. I love the Girl Defined episode. Please keep discussing the crazy stuff on YouTube.
Maybe
well,
we should.
You love this episode, which actually is nothing to do with them.
No, but I mean, Bethany wrote these questions and they're psycho questions. I mean, so yeah. Far they've been pretty run of the mill, but.
Well, I think asking if your relationship with your father is honoring is a bit.
Yeah, that's a bit psycho. Sorry, I forgot about the honoring part.
Yeah.
That was weird.
And do you depend on your friends somehow being a bad thing? She didn't write codependent. She wrote peer dependent.
Yeah. Maybe does that mean like you're trying to be cool to fit in?
No.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. All right. This is the song this week. Kevin MacLeod from Incompetech. The song is called I Can Feel It Coming. And this is the bio that he gives. Just your average run-of-the-mill tension filler music. Or is it? Yeah, it pretty much is. This does feature a poorly played guitar synth, though, so it is a standout in that way. If you were here for tension-building music, you already have this piece. Move along. Did I read that weird?
No. If you were here for tension-building music, you already have this piece. Move along.
Move along. Don't get
obsessed with me. Get off my fucking website.
All right, Kevin, come down. All right. Well, I guess that is the end of the episode then. So
leave us a review. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a bit shorter. Tell us if you hate it. We're probably going to record two in this sitting anyway, so it'll be a couple weeks before
we change it up.
Yeah, so just give us a review. You know, talk to us online, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. What the fuck are you doing?
I don't know.
And just, like, thanks for listening or whatever. I don't want to sound too desperate.
Okay, that's from Naomi. I'd just say, yeah, cool, whatever, dudes. I don't even care because I'm not desperate like Naomi. I'm not peer dependent anyway. All right, we're done. Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.